Today, we're going to talk about foul language. Not a foul ball, but foul language. Cussing.
Most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
So today I got an email thread coming from some clients that are co-hosts of a podcast. And they are basically, one of them dropped the F-bomb. And she's like, man, what am I supposed to do? I mean, I dropped the F-bomb. That's my bad. I'm really sorry. But I kind of feel like it needed to be there. Like, I kind of feel like because it was in the heat of the moment, it was part of what we were trying to say, it might be more effective. And so the two co-hosts are going back and forth. One of them is saying like, I don't know. I know I can cuss like a sailor, but I don't think it adds value to my podcast. So they wanted to know, they said, Adam, let us know your thoughts, please. And so here are my thoughts about cussing on your podcast. And I can basically read the reply that I gave to them. I said, I believe that if you cuss in real life, you should cuss on your show. That said, it depends on who your listener is. Okay. So if your listener, if your ideal listener, the perfect client that you might work with, your avatar is generally more conservative, reserved, and formal, then you're probably going to have to omit the cussing, leave it out. I do feel, however, that they may sense that you're not being authentic and you might lose them as a listener anyway. So what I'm saying is if you generally cuss and you have a conservative, reserved, formal listener, it could definitely go either way. Either omit it in order to keep them happy and keep them coming back. But I feel like if you're not being yourself to the core, if you're not being your authentic, true self, then they're going to notice that. And the way that I think of this is because I'm a formal musician, basically a former musician, not a formal musician, not formal at all. I'm the opposite of formal. I do cuss, but I'm a former musician. So I used to write music and there's these types of chords that there's like a major chord and a minor chord. And then there's a bunch of like jazz chords and chords from like the Renaissance era and even prior to that. And some combinations of notes create something that's called basically dissonance. Now, it's so weird because you play these two notes together and they sound fantastic, but you play these other two notes or three notes together and it just sounds stressful. It doesn't feel right. You don't know quite what it is, but you know you don't want that. You don't want to hear that. You want to change something. You want to get away from it as soon as possible. It's this dissonance that I'm talking about. With you and your podcast, I want you to do everything you can to resonate with your listener and not create dissonance with your listener. What creates dissonance is if you're saying one thing but doing another, or if you're obviously holding back, but you definitely want to say something. People appreciate the honesty and integrity that comes from somebody who is themselves to the core, no matter what. So if your listener is more open-minded, outgoing, liberal, informal, then you definitely want to be willing to be yourself to the core, and it will add credibility. Regardless, it's going to add credibility if you are who you say you are. And if you own that shit all the way, like if you're just going to be who you are and own it, even if people don't like the language, they're going to appreciate that you're being your authentic self and they may just keep coming. And if they don't keep coming, they might say, well, this podcast isn't for me because I'm this one religion or my parents told me that that wasn't business-like or whatever. They may leave you and that's okay too, but you are being your authentic self. And they might be able to say to their friend, even if their friend is of the same religion. I know a lot of Mormons that profess that they don't ever cuss. And that's okay. I know a lot that say that they do cuss, but there's a lot that say that they don't, or certainly might not want to be cussing in front of their Mormon hierarchy, the bishopric or the priests or whatever. But here's the thing. I want you to find out who you are to the core. Who are you with your best friend? Who are you with your spouse? Who are you when you're hanging out with your family, your kids, maybe, depending on their age? Now, I will be honest with you. I have said some swear words before in front of my kids when I'm really upset, and I prefer not to, but I've done it. Even if I feel bad about it, it's how I felt. And I try not to, but my authentic, real self says a couple swear words. Now, I don't drop a lot of F-bombs, but I'll say shit and damn and some others and be totally okay with it. But what's funny is I try to be that no matter who I'm talking to. I oftentimes have you listeners, you might call me or contact me because you want to work with me. And on that call, when you and I get on a call, if I feel like saying a swear word, I say the swear word, even though you're on the call with me. I'm not going to try to pretend to be completely business-like, professional, completely like, what did we say before, formal, reserved, or conservative. I'm not going to try to be someone I'm not just to win your business. It doesn't feel good to me. It doesn't feel authentic to me. If you are on a discovery call with me and we're vetting each other, I'm vetting you to see if you're someone I would like to support and work with and take to the next level. And you're vetting me to say, is this somebody that I can appreciate and I know his integrity and I know that he can do what he says he can do? It's important to me to just be myself and to not hold back. I feel like holding back creates that dissonance, the wrong chords, sending the wrong message, where my listener or the person that's on that discovery call, we're deciding if we should be working together, is going to feel like they're not sure why, but they just don't like it. They don't know what is wrong with these two notes coming together, but it's creating dissonance. So to finish this up, I mentioned to my clients, if your listener's more open-minded, outgoing, liberal, informal, you're definitely going to want to be yourself. And I mentioned that I cuss on about maybe 65% of my episodes. I don't actually know. I'm not keeping track, but I cuss when I feel like I need to cuss, and I don't cuss when I have no reason to. So 65% of the episodes, and it has definitely not seemed to damage my brand. And it's definitely not seemed to lessen the impact that I can make on my podcast. And I won't swear more than is natural either. That would create dissonance as well. I just try to be me to the core. And I think my listener appreciates it. I think my client appreciates it. When I can be real and raw and honest and authentic and true, then there's no dissonance. There's no random awkward sounds where somebody's like, not sure what to do. I feel like if somebody doesn't really know what's going on, the answer is N-O. If they don't K-N-O-W, then the answer is N-O. But if they know who you are, what you stand for, who you are to the core, I truly believe that they're going to know, like, and trust you, even if they disagree with the language, even if you say some certain cuss word too much. I may have said the F word on this podcast. I actually don't know because I rarely say it. If I'm super, super excited, I will. If I'm extremely upset, or actually if somebody smacks me or I get my something stepped on or someone scares me, I'll probably say it. But I generally don't say it. So on the podcast, if it comes out, it'll come out. I'm not going to look at it. I'm not going to blame myself, like she said, and not to cuss from time to time. Honestly, it would be hard for me to show up authentically and not cuss, she said. I would err on the side of taking out the F-bomb. That was my bad. Generally, my feeling is that super relatable to a college audience. By the way, these clients work with college students, and it is more relatable. And I want you to be relatable. And I know that this episode might have shared a little bit here and there, may have felt like it bounced around, but at the end of the day, I hope that you got the value that I was looking to give you, which is basically be your authentic self. Own that shit. If you cuss, just own it. Be yourself to the core. And I believe that your listener will relate to you, love you, appreciate you, respect you, and trust you. I'll see you on the next episode.
This episode's brought to you by growyourshow.com. Grow Your Show lets you be the star of your show while we handle all the hard stuff. We offer reliable and affordable post-production services that allow you to grow your show organically without all the work. So go ahead and check out the website right now and feel free to schedule a call with me and let's take your show to the next level. Again, growyourshow.com. You just press record. We handle the rest.